Hi everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this recording. Just want to talk a little bit about Bein HaZmanim, vacation time, as that is the basic avira and the culture of what's going on with many of us. Going home, Pesach in general is a time where we spend with our families. It's Yom Tov. It's a time where we're out of our regular flow. As we spoke last time, one of the hardest things for all of us all the time is to focus on ourselves and to really give ourselves what we need in order that we can be there for others. Because when we're not there for other people, usually it's a result of us not knowing how to be there for ourselves. And it's not that we don't want to be there for others, just we have needs that are not being met within ourselves. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, like we always say, it's just because we're missing something inside. That's why we think that person is missing something in them. It's really because we're missing something. And when we realize that, so then we don't focus so much on the other person, and we're able to refocus on ourselves and say, okay, I'm going to try not to judge the person. I'm going to try to judge the person favorably or whatever it is, not to really, you know, get into their business and really just to stop and say, okay, it's normal that I judge people. It's a normal thing. We all do it. It's a natural thing. That's a better word than normal. It's a natural thing to judge. It's a natural thing to be negative too. But I know that maybe I need to care for myself more. As we all know, whenever we are happy and we feel good about ourselves, so we are more positive in general around us. When we're having a bad day and things are not working well for us, so that's when we're negative. So it sort of is a blessing in disguise. It's a matana from Hashem when we're seeing the negative in other people to say, you know what, I got to really focus on myself. So one of the, and we know, all of us know, this is like basic Lashon Hara 101 philosophy and understanding. It's just always good to chazer it, to review it, and to remember the truth. We're going to do a halacha in a sec, you know, well, let's go straight to the halacha. The halacha I'm reading from Purity of Speech, day 81, page 81, day 29. And I thought this is appropriate because it talks about family, right? You're not allowed to talk negatively about someone, even if you include yourself in the Lashon Hara. Some people think like, oh yeah, all of us. And the example that's given over here is all of us siblings are a bit lazy. Right, all of us are lazy. So what's the big deal? Our family, right? All the Kleins are us Kleins, us Fishers, us Cohens, us, you know, whatever your last name is. We're all, you know, lazy. We're all, you know, we all come from this type of family. And what happens is that's Lashon Hara, because ultimately you're talking about the other members of your family. You refer to someone by an extreme description. This is a big one also. Words like very, too, and so, right? So he gives examples. These are great examples. My sister is more on the quiet side. Now, again, the reason I'm using these examples is because we're all home. We're amongst our siblings. We're amongst our parents. So a lot of things start coming up. And it's important, and I can't say this enough because it's so important. It's important to write down or to be aware of your triggers, to be aware of what bothers you about your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, whoever it is. It's very important. I'm not saying that it's not important. I think that we speak Lashon Hara, and it is also important. It's hard just to record this and to say this. It's also important to have somebody, whether it's a sibling who you can talk things out with, who can help you process, whether, you know, again, there's a fine line between, right, we've learned about this, about venting. You can't just say, oh, I'm venting and therefore just talk to anyone. But if you sit down with one of your siblings or one of your parents or someone in your family and say, listen, you know, I'm not here to speak Lashon Hara. I know that I have to, you know, heal and figure my stuff out, but it's very hard for me. I need a shoulder to cry on. I need a person to listen to. I need, you know, someone who knows our family, you know, especially when you talk, siblings talk with each other. There's a certain bond of like, yeah, right, I know. Or if you speak to a parent about another parent or your or a sibling, whatever it might be. So that's fine. If it's done, obviously, if you know what you're doing and whoever's listening to you also knows this is not for Lashon Hara. And one of the ways I say you could tell is how do you feel afterwards? If you feel strengthened in the relationship, then usually that's a good sign. If afterwards it helps you, you feel better. If you get angry at the person, you get angrier, then it might be something you want to question. Now, again, it's hard without the give and take to talk this out, but it definitely is important to have someone to vent to. Okay, so back to the halacha. The halacha says that to say, oh, my sister, words like very, to my sister is more to the quiet side. So that would be okay, right? My sister is more quiet. If you say my sister is too quiet, that's usser. You're not allowed to say that. My father knows how to discipline. My father's a very good disciplinarian. There's nothing wrong with that. To say my father's a little bit too strict on us, on the kids, that's you have to be careful. Okay. We're not ending off here, but Hashem should help us all. Just we're learning the halacha. That's all we could do. Again, just to mention the person who inspired me to do this, schus to that person and their family for encouraging this ben hazmanim, this break shir. The second thing that I just wanted to talk about, and this is very it follows this Lashon Hara theme, and it's just a thought that I just want to share, and then we'll call it a day after this this point. I think that what happens is when we expect to get from people, I'm talking about, let's say, when we're home, when we're on vacation, when we're not in our regular flow of our life, what happens is when we shift, it's like, and especially when we go home, no matter how old you are, when we go home, it brings it out even more, like, what could I get from my parents? What could I get from my family? What could they do for me? What does that look like? And then what happens is, when we don't get what we want to get, or what we expect to get, that's when we struggle. When we're, and this really is where Lashon Hara stems from as well. When I myself am not giving, we spoke about this yesterday and this year, when I'm not a giver, when I'm not sort of focusing on what my energy is, I spoke to someone recently from Yeshiva, just to say the story, and this guy is a great, great, great guy with amazing, sweet energy, positivity, great, great guy, and we were talking, he was struggling a little bit, he'd got home, and this and that, and we had a great conversation, and I said to him, you know, you can generate everything from within yourself, and to look at yourself as a mashpia. Look at yourself as giving. Don't look at yourself as taking. And I think sometimes when we switch that role, now I want to say it doesn't have to be extreme. It doesn't have to be I'm only giving or I'm only taking. I think we all need to take. We all need to, better word than take. We all need to receive. And sometimes we don't receive what we want. But when I'm only looking at receiving, that's dangerous. If I say, you know what, I want to give. Now again, there are five love languages. So your mother her love language might be acts of service. So she might want you to help. Her love language might be, you know, gifts. So you might want to buy her something. And your father the same. His love language might be words of affirmation. So you might say, thank you, Dad, you know, for being a great dad, or whatever you're going to say. If you go through all the five love languages and you say, am I doing that? Because it's funny, you know, the love languages are, usually we look at it like, you know, spouses and to our children, right? What's my wife's love language? What's my spouse's love language? What's my children's love language? it's good to look at everybody's love language, because what a person could accomplish in a relationship with a parent, if you understand their love language, it's like we always say, you don't have to work harder, work smarter. So it could be by you just clearing off the table, or you taking out the garbage, or you offering something, or you buying your mother flowers, or you buying your father a tie or something like that. You giving your mother a hug, giving your father a hug, whatever. I'm mentioning the love languages here. What am I missing? Words of affirmation, gifts, quality time. Say, can we go for a walk? Can we schmooze? Whatever it might be. Okay. So the bottom line is we're home. We're with our family. I think what's important is to have both hats. Wear both hats. Wear the child, because the truth is you're not 10 years old at home just to take. And even a 10-year-old can give and can do. There's nothing. Everyone can contribute a little bit. And I think when we are in the what could the whole world do for me thought, that's very two things. Number one, it never works, because it doesn't work like that. You don't get from everyone what we want. Number two is that, what was number two? Number two is, number one, okay, I forgot, but what I had in my head, two things that does, I mean, it does more than that. But one was like, yeah, could be, I meant the second one was the first one, meaning you're not going to get it. That's the problem. When you expect for everyone to give to you, someone's going to disappoint you. So to sit there and be, I got to receive from everybody, that's a little bit heavy. That's a little bit heavy to be in that zone, right? To say, what could I give? How could I be a giver? What could I contribute? And also be a receiver. I think that was the thought that I want to share with everybody. Give and take, which is all relationships. All relationships are about giving and also receiving. No healthy relationship, it could be the highest level is that we're only giving, but we're not, none of us are holding by that. We need to receive, we need to give, to have this dual. And I think we go home and sort of we like flip the switch of like, what am I taking? What am I bringing into me? Not what am I, how could I give? How could I contribute? And again, it does not have to be big. It could be small. It could be something very small. And that can make us feel so much better. It can make us feel very different. I'll end off with just one story. I remember one of the guys in yeshiva many years ago, and he was a person who was very self-absorbed, very spoiled in a certain way, very just into himself. Always into himself a lot. He was young when he just came to yeshiva. And then he had a job in a special needs camp for a few weeks. And I remember him telling me, he says, oh my gosh, I'm a different person. And I'm like, why? He's like, because in yeshiva, I like sort of just am totally self-absorbed and just thinking about myself, which makes sense, because that's really what yeshiva could be sometimes. When I got out there, like I got out of myself, it was refreshing that I wasn't so focused on myself. I wasn't just all focused on me. I was focused on other people. And in a certain way, that's like, it gives a little bit of a relief when you're just focused. Again, not focused on so much like, that I have no essence myself, and I'm only focusing on taking care of other people in an unhealthy way. I'm saying doing things a little bit for other people, and in a certain way it lifts us up. It really takes us out of the darkness sometimes. I've always said a person who's depressed, you go to a hospital. Why? Because then you're on the giving end, you're not on the receiving end. Sometimes when a person is just focused on what can I get from my mother, my father, my family, my uncle, from, and your whole thing is what could I get, what could I get? So in a certain way, you're like, you don't feel good. You don't feel good even if you get it. Nobody feels good taking. But when I say, okay, how can I contribute? How can I contribute? What can I do? What could I do in the house? What could I do in my day? What could I do, you know, whatever it might be? Just that thought and that shift could make such a difference. We should all be zoche not to speak lashon hara. We should all be zoche to focus on ourselves. We should all be zoche to focus. When I said focus on ourselves, that sounded like a contradiction to what I was saying. Focus on what we need to do, not to be distracted by everything else, to learn. Even if you learn 5 minutes, it makes a big difference. 10 minutes, set aside some time and enjoy the weather. The weather is getting nicer. I don't know what it's like in America. Over here, it's already like my air conditioner is already on like 20. I don't know what that is in American, but it's like 65. So like I'm already, you know, got the air conditioning full blast. It's boiling out over here. And I'm sure in America it's the same, or it's going to get the same. Let's enjoy. Let us count our blessings. We're all so blessed. And let us try and focus a little on the outside. Focus a little bit on mission. Mission-oriented. What can I do for my dad? What can I do for my mom? A little bit. What can I do for my siblings? What can I do for my shul? And then, of course, what can I do for myself? That is doing for yourself as well. Have a wonderful moment. Have a wonderful continued moments, and enjoy the first few minutes of the rest of your life. And have a great first few minutes of the rest of your life, because that's ultimately what it's about. We are creating our life as we speak. You are living your life right now. This is our life, and Hashem should help us to make good choices and feel good and take care of what we need to. Okay, all the best. Thank you.